This is a very, very long maimed. It's also a very famous maimed. It starts with the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah in Parshas Bolok. Alter Rebbe said a maimed, Matevo Alecha Yankiv Mishki Nesech Yisro. Like I said, which is in Likutei Torah in Parshas Bolok. And it's a maimed about tshuva. It's a maimed about tshuva. The Alter Rebbe, in his Maimer, when he talks about tshuva, divides tshuva up into three parts. He calls them sur meira, asei toiv, and bakish shalom. The later Rabbi made it into four levels: sur meira, asei toiv, bakish shalom, v'rafei. And then this discussion of tshuva was attached to many things. This Maimer from the Alter Rebbe Matoivu was attached to many things. Lamashal, there's my mother for the Rebbe Bugadikya from Tafshin Lamed Zayin, 1977. We're learning Tafshin Lamed Tes, 1979. 2 years earlier, the Rebbe said my mother Shuva Yisrael Take in Tishrei, their Bugadikya, my mother, also based on this mind of the Alter Rebbe, Sur Merah, Aseite, Baki Sholom, and Atfeir. But one of the more classic transferences with this mind of Tshuva, Sur Merah, Aseite, Baki Sholom, and Atfeir, is that they connected to the Dalet L'Shoinot Shel Diyula, right? We all learned Chumash, yeah? And we went to Cheder, and we all had a Seder. So we know that when the Eibush took Yidden out of Mitzrayim, there's four expressions of Giyula, and then there's a fifth, right? V'yitesi, v'yitalti, v'yitalti, v'yitesi, I'll take you out. V'yitalti means I'm going to save you, or I'm going to make shadow over you. V'yitalti means I'm going to redeem you. V'yitalti means I'm going to take you. And then, of course, the fifth lashon is V'yivisi Eschem Al Ha'aretz, I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. So it's known that by the Seder we have three matzahs and four cups, Dalet Koisos, the Dalet Koisos that we drink by the Seder are again the Dal L'Shein Shel Giyula, right? The four cups, Kiddush, and Agoda, and Bechas Hamozen, and Hallel, those four cups of wine are said again the Dal L'Shein Shel Giyula, by Tzeisi, Vital, and Avon Lagach. Moreover, the Rebbe brings that it says the Sforim, based on Psukim, that when Mashiach comes, there's also going to be four cups of wine for the Geula Hasida, because there's going to be also four Lushainais of Geula associated with the Geula of Mashiach. And the Rebbe indicated that our meaning, Yisrael Teirihi, that an Achron Shel Pesach, we have this Mashiach. And the Rebbe Rashab added that when you have to this Mashiach, you should have four cups of wine, Dalad Kaisis, those four cups of wine are connected to Dalad Lushainais of Geula of Liyasadon. So here's a short, it's a long maimed, it's 9 pages, but it's very elaborate. In other words, size doesn't necessarily tell you how much time it's going to take. Sometimes the maimed is very big and it can do it in 2 classes, on the very short, take 3. Because it's how the well-developed, the Rebbe speaks almost like a melamed here. Everything is very spelled out. There's very little need to interpret. He does all the talking for you. The Rebbe does. The toichen of this maimed is connecting Yitzias Mitzrayim Beklal and the Dalel of the Shein Shel Geula, the four expressions of Geula, with tshuva, with the four madregas of tshuva. We're going to start the maimed now with another introduction. Okay, I just told you what this maimed is about, what's the history of this maimed. There's a interesante zah. There's a maimed from the Rebbe Rashab in Tafrei Shain Ches Pod B'Sholem. And then the Friedrich Rebbe repeated it in Tafshin Zayin, Padre B'Sholom. I may be wrong, but I think it's based on this. There's a maimed also in Eish Ayin Ches, Luchay Nebet. The Rebbe was into this. This particular maimed, the Rebbe repeated more than once. It's gekocht in dem maimed. Anyway, here's my second introduction, okay? Introduction number two, okay? There's a Sefer, which is called the Tanya. Yeah, you all heard of the Tanya Kiddush, yes, the Tanya. The Tanya is, as you all know, as we all know, it's a Likutei Eitzes, Vavidus Hashem. It's a sefer that's filled with counsel. The Alter Rebbe writes in Hakdama, Kol HaTshuveis LeKol HaShailos. You have every question, every answer to every question. Could you imagine? Alter Rebbe says every answer to every question, Yonim Vavidus Hashem, is in the Tanya. Alter Rebbe says there's nothing that you could ask that I didn't answer in this sefer. It's a Likutei Eitzes Naveis Hashem. It's a Sefer Musar. You see, they say Bahar Kedish Midrasha Chazal, it's Emes, it's Torah, based on Pnimiyas HaTorah. The Rebbe teaches a Yid HaNeshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sefer Tanya Kedish. And of course, if you've learned Tanya, and if you've had the Fabrenians about the Tanya, well, the first thing comes when you learn Tanya is, I'm a Rosh, a bad guy. I don't like this book because it makes me feel bad, yeah? When you get past that initial superficiality, you appreciate something much more important and much more profound and much more real. Which is what? The message of the Tanya is, you want to succeed? Don't be dishonest about the Yetzer Hara. That's the essence of the Tanya. The Tanya is a book that speaks about Yetzer Hara. But it doesn't speak about Yetzer Hara and say you can't do anything about it. He speaks about Yetzer Hara and says you can manage your Yetzer Hara if. Right? The Tanya is unique because it was written by a very, very big tzaddik who had no shaykhus to Yetzer Hara b'klal. But he speaks to the Yetzer Hara in a way that he understands us so well. That's what's unique about the Tanya. What's unique about the Tanya is it's not superficial, it's not flowery, it's not wishful, it's incredibly honest about the Yetzer Hara. Hashem gave us Yetzer Hara, fight and you'll win. That's the Tanya. In other words, you have other Svarim that also teach us the Eibishter that are much more, I guess, spiritual. They talk about faith, they talk about joy, they don't talk about a fight. And of course, Chabad would hold, the Al-Rebbe would say, that if you tell a Yid you can serve Hashem with faith and joy without a fight, you're not being honest. If a Yid's going to succeed in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to fight the good fight if they recognize the Yetzer Hara. And this is, a real psychological insight in how the Tanya was written. And when you figure this out, you start to discover that the Tanya is not trying to tell you you're a Rasha. The Tanya is trying to tell you what you could be. You know, the famous quote in the Hayyim Yeh. Chassidus is a get lecha verstand. Chassidus is a godly understanding. Was beweist wie niedrig man is, it shows you how low one is. Und wie hoch man kann sich der heuben. How high one can raise himself. This is the Lashon of the Hayyim Yeh. And this is the Tanya. And the only way the Tanya works is start to learn the Yetzer Hara. So, you learn the Tanya, yeah? And the Tanya discusses with you Yetzer Hara. And how to fight. You can fight this way, you can fight this way, you can succeed this way. A bunch of methods, yeah? And then you turn the page. And you reach a chapter, a chapter, a Pedic in the Tanya, which is called Pedic Lamed Hei, chapter 35, Pedic Lamed Hei. Pedic Lamed Hei begins with such a common sense question, it's mind-blowing. You know, the Rebbe used to call them klutz kashas. What the klutz kasha means, it's a question that's so obvious that nobody bothers asking. The klutz kasha, the obvious question with which Pedic Lamed Hei begins, is a simple one. Why? Why? We know what. What after fight with the Yetzer Hara? Right? The famous Lashon of Pedic Chavzayim. Ulay lekach nivra b'tchilase liyiz b'lechama atzom kazu kol yama. Hashem put you in this world and he gave you a Yetzer Hara and you're never getting rid of him. Never. You live 100 years, he's going to go into the grave with you and you're going to fight. So Pedic Lamed Hei begins with a question. Okay, I understand the Eibishter gave me Yetzer Hara. I understand the Eibishter wants me to fight. But why? Let's make a deal. Till 50 I'll be a Baal Teshuva. Until 70 I'll be a Beinoni. And then at 70 I'll become a Tzaddik. What's the point? Al-Rebbe uses the words Lega Lavik. No, the Rebbe said the Lashon by Chav Ches Nissen, which is today. Lehevel v'larik. Now, the Rebbe says in Tanya, why would the Eibishter put you into a booth and give you a fight that you're never winning? What's the point? Isn't that a good question? Huh? You know what? Not allowed to ask it, but this is Al Rebbe's kasha. Yitab is bothered. He spent 34 parakim telling you what to do. Number one, you want to be a Yid, an Erlecha, remember there's a Yetzer Hara, not a Zichnish. Recently, I met a man who loves Chassidus. And he's very intelligent, he's also very spiritual, and he could fly, you know? And then he tells me, well, we all know he's a Bestech, and you can go into the Amayim Chassidus and fly till Elba Saints up, and then 5 minutes later, you're in a sewer. In a sewer, you're in a sewer in Midas Rav, you're in a sewer in Taikas of Tanugim, you're in a sewer in other things. He says, how could a person learn Chassidus and enjoy so much and fall so hard, so fast? So I said, simple answer. Yetzer hara. So he says to me, the Yetzer hara doesn't understand the Maimon. So I said to him, the Yetzer hara is exploiting the Maimon. How does the Yetzer hara exploit the Maimon? He gives you overconfidence. But what's the message in Italian? Don't trust him. Don't trust him. Don't trust him. You gotta fight. So in Pedek Lamed Hei, the Alter Rebbe says, why? What's the point of fighting and never winning? This is the question. In the beginning of chapter 35, what's the answer? The answer is that your fight is not only for you. If your fight was only for you, the Heibishter would make a scale by which a person, every person, should be able to come at Tzaddik. The reason many people, and in our generations, the vast majority of people, will fight and never win, is because the Eibishter has an interest also. And the Eibishter's interest justifies you fighting and never finishing the fight. What is his interest? It has a name, it's called Dira B'Tachtayna. In other words, the Tzaddik can do Teira Mitzvahs, but the Tzaddik is here. Another Yid can fight and struggle and win and lose, but he's here. So if the Eibishter put you in this world, and he gave you a Yetzer Hara, only for the purposes of you reaching a higher Madrege, it would not make sense that you should fight and never win. But since the Eibishter put you here, that's not only about you fighting and reaching a high Madrege, but bringing the Eibishter to the lowest Madreges. This is why the Eibishter made so many people who were born with a Yetzer Hara. They're going to die with the Yetzer Hara, Lekach, Nivra, Bechilos, Elias, Mechama, Atuma, Kazum, Zuzu, Kol Yom. You understand? It says in Tanya, you don't have to trust me, you can look it up, okay? So the Tanya says this, in terms of my fight with my Yetzer Hara, your fight with your Yetzer Hara, if it was only for us, then it wouldn't make sense, we shouldn't become Tzaddikim. Because it's for Hashem, also it makes sense. Okay? Here's a maimed that's going to add one more aspect which is not even in the Tanya. Okay? And this is how I'm presenting it. This is how I'm introducing it. What would the reason the Eibish give you a Yetzer Hara and you fight and you never win? And what's worse is you can lose occasionally also, or more than occasionally. So in the Tanya it says, because that fight makes a Dibib Tachtayim. And this maimed adds one more word. Tshuva. You know why the Eibishter gave us Yetzer Hara, we should fight and never win? Tshuva. Now tshuva is much more extreme. Tshuva is much, it's a much harder word to swallow than Dira B'Tachtayin, right? Dira B'Tachtayin means the Eibishter, quote, how do we say it in Teenageville? The Eibishter wants me to suffer, right, in quotes, so that he should get Nachas Ruach. Yeah. But tshuva means the Eibishter wants me to fail. Struggling is one thing, failing is quite another, huh? The Eibishter wants me to fail so I should be able to do tshuva. And this is what, this in Tanya, in Likutei Torah it says. The Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah asks, why did the Neshama come into this world? And the Alter Rebbe writes, there's many answers to the question. The tshuva amitis, you want the real reason? The real reason is not you need to say Chaliyah. The real reason is not Dilei Yisbarach B'Tachtayim. The real reason is tshuva. The Rebbe explains it in Amar Tashan Lamed Ches, which we're going to be learning with Hashem's help next year, Mitzvah Shem. This is Lamed Tes. This is 40 years ago. Next year, we're going to be learning Amar from Tafshin Lamed Ches. We're going backwards. And after the heart attack, the Rebbe spoke a whole bunch of Amar about the Sinyan. But the purpose of the Neshama coming into this world is not only to make a Dirib Tachtayim, but to make a Dirib Tachtayim Dafka through tshuva. We had it in the Amar of Tishrei this past year. Anyway, that's what Maimon is about. Okay? This Maimon is saying you cannot justify the way the Eibishter made the world, even when you incorporate the idea of Yirid Tzeir Chali. Even when you incorporate the idea of Dirib Tachtayim, it still doesn't add up. It still doesn't make sense. Why is it so hard? Unless you add the ingredient of tshuva. Because tshuva says the lower you fall, the higher you rise. Not even though you're low. The lower you fall, the higher you rise. And that's what this maimed speaks to. You know, one of the points in this maimed is that tzaddikim do tshuva. Tzaddikim do tshuva too, but they don't have any aveiros. And the Rebbe says a tzaddik who does tshuva because he didn't fall so low doesn't rise so high. the Baal Tshuva, because he fell lower, rises higher. And this doesn't say in Tanya. This isn't the Maimon. Tanya says the reason you fight and struggle and never win is Dibet Achdeinu. In the Maimon, it says the reason you fight and struggle and never win and occasionally lose is the Dibet Achdeinu that comes from Tshuva. Okay, we're ready to start the Maimon. Anybody have any questions or comments? I think that was pretty clear, yeah? Huh? Okay, now, what do you say? We're going to start on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, please. We're going to start on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. You know, we don't learn Maimonim in order, because if Maimonim in order, you only read. That you can do by yourself, right? I have to mix it up. What we're going to do today is learn the body of the Maimon, which is really most of the Maimon, okay? Sunday, Amir to Hashem, we're going to learn the beginning and the end. What's the difference between the body of the Maimon and the beginning of the end? So again, here's how this Maimon works. This Maimon is going to talk about three concepts of Golus. And correspondingly, it's going to talk about three concepts of Geulah. The first concept of Golus that this Maimon discusses is the Golus of the Neshama coming into the Guf. The second concept of Golus that this Maimon is going to discuss is the Golos of Yidden and Mitzrayim. And the third Golos that this Maimon is going to discuss is the Golos we're in right now, which is a precursor for the coming of Mashiach. And in each of these three cases, the Golos of the Neshama coming into this Guf, that's number one. The Golos of Yidden going into Mitzrayim, number two. And the Golos of now is going to have to be justified. You have to say Yidden Tzedek Aliyah. And the Rebbe is going to say, what's the Yitzhak Aliyah? So first he's going to say, just you go down to go higher. One of the most sweet shtick like Maimon, which we're going to learn very soon, is the Rebbe says, part of the avoidah of you need the Yitzhak Aliyah is called chinuch. If you want to make it, you need chinuch. But they're all going to end the same way. You cannot explain any goals by you need the Yitzhak Aliyah. You cannot explain any goals by Dilele Yitzbarach B'tachtanim, unless you add the ingredient of tshuva. Okay, so here we go. Page Kuf Lamed Gimel, number one. You see it? It's the second paragraph, the third line. Biklalus inyin yirida saneshama lamata. You see? You see? Huh? Yes? Kuf Lamed Gimel, second page, second column. There's a star in number one. You see it? Yes? Good. Klolos inyin yiridas haneshama lamata. The general idea of the neshama coming into this world is a golos. That's a yirid tzedach aliyah. And again, you have to say three things. Number one, yirid tzedach aliyah. Number two, dira betachtenim. And number three, tshuva. And this mime is going to say that if you don't add tshuva to the mix, it's not enough. It says, Rebbe, the neshama yarded, the neshama descended me'igre ramalabira mikta, from a tall mountain to a deep pit. And the Mishnah says, a person is forced to live. Says the Rebbe, Kairid, Hibidog, Masinya Beis Asura Bogolos. This Yirid is going into jail and then going into exile. Hine, Akavana Beirid Azu, the reason for this Yirid is Bishil Aliyah. Yirid Tzeirach Aliyah, the Neshama goes down to go to a higher Madrege. Shal Yidei Limud HaTeira, Vakiyam HaMitzvahs Lamata, by learning Teira, doing mitzvahs down here. You need to say the Chalim. Now, Rabbi, so I'm going to put words into the Rebbe's mouth, which is a terrible sin. Okay, but you'll be nice to me because you're ladies and you're not going to throw eggs at me. You need to say the Chalim is for the Neshama. That's number one. The number two is for the Eibish, the Dira B'tachtoin. Okay? The Rebbe doesn't say it here, which is why I'm adding it. And the number three is going to be Tshuva, which you'll see in the bottom of this page. Okay? So I'm trying to give some kind of a uniformity. Yeah? Obviously, the Neshama comes into this world, the Neshama is going to have an Aliyah. Not justice. Doesn't make sense. Obviously, the Neshama comes into this world, the Eibish is going to get a Nachas Ruach and Dinah B'tach Tenim. Still doesn't make sense. Unless you add Tshuva. Okay, let's read the next paragraph. Achineksiv. This paragraph is really quite parenthetical. We know, the Pasuk says, Ayir Pera Adam Yulad, or Yevolid. A human being was created a wild... You know what Ayir means? It's a three-letter word you can't say in a shul. It starts with an A and it ends with an S. You understand? I mean a donkey. A human being is created avil dechayim. You're going to learn Teilim and do mitzvahs Tzadach, then you're not Chinuch. You need Chinuch. So when a neshama comes into this world, it doesn't stand a chance unless there's a mechanech. And the Rebbe speaks about a number of contributors to the Chinuch of a child. Hainu, first of all, Shechanech Esatzme. There's an obligation to rear himself. By learning Teda, not do mitzvahs. But of course, in order for him to mechanech himself, someone needs to give him a chinuch, that he should know that he wants to be mechanech himself. For this child, this human being, to reach a stage where he understands the need for chinuch, he needs chinuch from other people, but he doesn't deposit. A teacher is a mechanech. Vigam, number three, Aviv Chayiv Lalamdei Teira. In addition to the chinuch he has to give himself, which is preceded by the chinuch that he gets from his malamid. You know what comes before the chinuch of the malamid? The chinuch of his father. And of course, the malamid doesn't say it, but we're going to say it. What comes before the chinuch of the father? Take one word guess. The chinuch of the mother. Let's go backwards. First, you mechanech yourself. Before that, your teacher is mechanech you. Before that, your father is mechanech you. But the malamid only talks about Teira. Before the chinuch of the father in Taita, the chinuch of mother in the Eibishtet. Rabbi Shkos, Rabbi Nazar, Knaz Rebbe says that the children are part of more mitzvahs, the father has to teach them Taita, Gan Tzarich. Okay, and the Rebbe finishes the paragraph that if you have a chinuch, in all of these steps, you're mechanech yourself, because before that your teacher was mechanech you, because before that your father was mechanech you. And again, forgive me putting words into the Rebbe's mouth, because before that your mother was mechanech you, you're going to be a Nerlech Hidid. Okay? Next paragraph. So, we're talking about a golos. Which golos? The golos of the neshama in the guf. That's what we're discussing. We're talking about a golos. Which golos? The golos of the neshama in the guf. Yeah, what's the point? Why? The teretz is, you need to say the chaliyah. The teretz is, the Rebbe Tachtein. And you need help. Says the Rebbe number three, Omnam kol hanalein in maspik. We just discussed the reward of the Terech Aliyah, the reward of the Rebbe Tachteinim, the assistance of all of your Mechanchim, Einei Maspik Veshvil Lov Eliyin Agyul, it's not enough to come to the Giyulah, or to say it alternatively, it doesn't justify the Yerida. It's not worth it. The risks and the investment are greater than the return. The Kivan Shaneshama Nimtzos Lamata Bevira Amikta, whereas the Neshama has to come down to this deep pit, and when you're in a deep pit, you can come to all those things that are no good. Now, Rabbi said, you all know, right? When you say the word boy, what do you remember? Anybody? Say the word boy. You remember Yosef HaTzadik. And what do we know about the boy of Yosef HaTzadik? Ain't boy boy. A pit has no water, so Chazal say to Gemara, Rashi brings it. If it has no water, it's full of snakes and scorpions. There's no other way. Says the Rebbe's second line from the bottom of the page, Hey Mehapeh Mashatziya Chali Yasanhagat Ben Mel. It's the opposite of how the son of a king needs to be. So even though we understand Yidid Tzeda Chali, even though we understand Yidid Betachtein, even though we understand Chinuch, it's not worth it. It's Hapeh Yinagiyullah, last line on page Kuflam, it's the opposite of Yulah. Vachain Tzadik Ba'ad, turn to page Kuflam Adal, there's no righteous man in this world. Ashal Yasa Tevela Yech. Who's good and doesn't make any avedis. And then the Rebbe says, we don't only mean chet, meloshen chesoret. Right? Sometimes in the chesidus you have, chet means not perfect. In Yiddish, I fell it. Chet means I'm not perfect. The Rebbe says, no. Chet means a sin. And in tzadik ba'odas, ashashat tevel layach, in this life, not only we achieve inexactitude, imperfection, we sin. How do you justify taking the neshama from Ganeg and putting him here because of Yidei Tzedek Aliyah, Yidei Betachteinim, and all the other stuff, if he's going to go backwards, the opposite of the Kabbalah, says the Rebbe, V'kivun Cha'atachot Shebegolos, four lines into page Kuf Lamedal, since we understand that the point of Golos, of the neshama coming into this world, is Lovi Yalagul to come to the Gyula, says the Rebbe, She'echele Lovi Rak Ba'agdomas Atshulah. This is the answer. You know why it's worthwhile? It's not worthwhile because of Yidid Tzedek Aliyah. And again, this is a little bit bold. It's not even worthwhile because of Yidid Betachteinim of a Tzadik. It's worthwhile because of Tshuva. Tshuva. And the Rebbe continues, Lachen Yisa B'Medrash, that's why it says in Chazal. that tshuva kadma le'olam, tshuva comes for the whole world. Lefishiyada HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem knows, shekedelav yotachos hakavona, the only way to come to the end purpose, or to say it slightly differently, the end purpose is inyan tshuva, the deal of tshuva. When you add these 3 points, point A, yirid tzeirach aliyah, which is for me, point B, dinei b'tachteinu, which is the Eibishter, and point C, tshuva, then it's justified. Then it makes sense. Because tshuva is something you can't have without coming into this world. And we learned it in the Maimon of Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, this idea of tshuva. The lashon that we had in the Maimon was the way the Eibishter created the world versus the Inyan HaChidush, which is beyond the Eibishter. The Eibishter created the world for tzaddik and tzaddik and mitzvahs. Tshuva is a chidush. It's higher than the Eibishter's intent when he created the world. Next paragraph, please obey the Inyan. What's the pshat that the highest Inyan is tshuva? Mashadavka adei tshuva, efshali yisena giyula. Tshuva is the only way to come to giyula, or tshuva is the only thing that justifies the yidus and the shomer lamatos. He brings a famous medesh omre razal shol chokhma. They asked wisdom, chete ma'onshe, if a person sins, what should be his punishment? And he answered, chakorim tir nifra, let him suffer. Shol nevua, they asked prophecy, what should happen to a sinner? And you know what he answered? The nefesh hakatasi Thomas, let him die. Shalul l'tshuva, l'tayra. They asked Tayra, a person does an aveda, what should happen to him? And he answered, yavi osham v'yizkapa lay, he should bring the karma. And then it says, shalul l'akadosh baruch. There are four principles. There's chokhma, there's nevua, and there's Tayra, and there's akadosh baruch. Each of the four will ask, God put me in this world to be perfect, and I ain't. What now? So chokhma says, suffer. Nevua says, die. Tayra says, bring a karma. And akadosh baruch says, do tshuva. Now you understand something. There's something a little bit subtle about this medrash. You know what that is? A potato, you do an aveda, you can bring the carbon, yeah? But there's only in one case. When do you bring a carbon for an aveda? For almost all true carbonists? Anybody? If it was by accident. Do an aveda on purpose, there's no solution. So the difference between the Tayra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not how to fix. It's what you can fix, you see? You ask the Tayra, I didn't have a way to fix it, bring a carbon. Yeah, but I did it amazing, can't help you. You understand? Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Eibish coming up with a different solution. The Eibish is coming up with a different problem and providing a solution. Let's read. It says, the Rebbe Dehine. We are 6 lines into the page. There's two concepts of kapara. The first one is Roman numeral 1. The yeshna inyana kapara masha in maskir le dava vechasi dava beyeimadin. Kapara means you're forgiven. Achlamayla means that's another concept of kapara. A kapara shenase choviv lefonav yizbarach kikedem achet. That Hashem loves you as much as He loved you before you sinned, and even more. And even more. And the Rebbe says, karbanes can make you that your aveda went away. Tshuva makes you that you're better than before the aveda. This is why you have tshuva. Because tshuva doesn't only correct the wrong. Tshuva creates a new relationship with the Eibishter which exceeds even the tzaddik. You know, the Rebbe gives up tamal. I was preparing the maimon this morning. I hope you imagined that I was preparing the maimon this morning. And I'm sitting at my table and I'm thinking about it. The Rebbe tamal gives up that what is the tzaddik supposed to do? He can't do tshuva, there's no avedas. You know what he answered? You should make other people do tshuva. So the Rebbe said, make other people do tshuva. Make other, the Rebbe's home and see is the Rabbi Hashem Yavin. I don't know if you know the Maisa. There's a little booklet that's called Bakredish Pnima, which is stories that Rabbi Shon Ben Gansberg was like his own, related. He was in the Rebbe's house many years. So he tells a funny story. That in the winter of Nun Beis, a little while before the stroke, he was in the Rebbe's room here in 77. And the Rebbe was pacing the room. And the Rebbe was talking to himself out loud. And the Rebbe said, Ich bin geboren geworden Erev Shabbos. I was born on Friday. Alle was werden geboren Erev Shabbos, verendig und kemel nicht zu. People who are born Erev Shabbos never finish what they start. What have I accomplished? Imagine the Rebbe should say that. Shalom Gansberg writes this in this book. He was in the Rebbe's room here in 770. And the Rebbe says, I was born on Friday. People who are born on Friday never finish what they start. What did I accomplish? So Shalom says to the Rebbe right away, the Rebbe has so many about tshuvas. It was his first answer. And the Rebbe was immediately happy. So this book, Bakaydesh Pnima, has footnotes from the Rav of Kfar Chabad, Harav Ashkenazi, who was a Gaon and a Chosid, wrote footnotes on this book, Bakaydesh Pnima. So you have a story with the Rebbe from the winter of 1992, when the Rebbe says, "What have I accomplished?" And someone tells him, "You've made Baal Tshuvas," and he's happy. So the footnote is a story that the same thing happened, but it's a machzerik. The Tzemach Tzedek was lamenting, "What have I accomplished in my life?" That Tzemach Tzedek is one of the most accomplished daily Yisrael ever. Tzemach Tzedek, his Torah alone, the Chanoitzin. So he asked somebody, "What have I accomplished?" So he told, so this Chassid said to the Tzemach Tzedek, "He gave so much Torah." Tzemach Tzedek said, "Eh." So he said, "You have so many chassidim." He said, "Eh." He said, "You make Baal Tshuva." Tzemach Tzedek said, "Oh, nah, man." So Sholem Gatzberg walked straight into the right door. You understand? He didn't make a few mistakes and then come up with the right answer. He told the Rebbe right away, the Rebbe made Baal Tshuva. Oh, just see this. And I've told this to you many times. It's really weird. No. The Rebbe's Matzeva, there's almost nothing written on it. Look at the Matzevas of the Rebbe. There are very few words, right? Some Matzevas, they have long Megillahs. There's almost nothing on it. One of the few things it says about the Rebbe and about Friedrich of all the Rebbe is the Rebbe Meishin Meyomim. The Rebbe Meishin Meyomim means prost and poshet, that the Rebbe made Baile Tshuva. It's a huge idea. Because we learned in the Maimonim that Tshuva is outside Hashem's purpose. When Hashem made the world, He made the world for Tzadikim. Tshuva is a man-made invention. So the Rebbe said a Tzadik, that the Chacham Malas of Tshuva, the ultimate Chiddush, has to make somebody else do Tshuva. That's what this Maimon speaks to. You want to make sense out of why life is so hard and we have such massive Yetzer Haras. You need to tell Chali as an explanation. Dina b'tachtenim is a better explanation. A tshuva amitis is tshuva. And the Rebbe continues. Kamei shekosav Rambam. I'm about 8 lines from the end of the paragraph, middle of the page, kuf lamed dalet. Shabal tshuva tzeik v'nenik miyad. Shabal tshuva cries and is answered immediately. Like it says, v'hoi yotedim yikro v'ani enen. V'hainu, the reason is, shenase chovi v'bal tshuva is love. Yesen mishahoyo lifnei achet, more than before he sinned. Ukamai melal is written in the Gemara, and you all know this. One gist is b'makim shemal tshuva einim tzadukim gemurim einim. Where a tzaddik, where a bal tshuva stands, a tzaddik doesn't stand. And then you have the Rambam's gist: ein yechelim lamein vein. Not only does a tzaddik not stand where the bal tshuva stands, he can't go near him, he can't touch him. Hanoshein zafil lebiyachol. What a Baal Tshuva achieves is impossible on the Madrega of Yochelis even for a Tzaddik to achieve, because it's completely outside of all the limitations. Kirak HaBaal Tshuva, only a Baal Tshuva, 4 lines from the Adhine. Ayadei Zeh Gufa, because the Baal Tshuva went through a phenomenon which is Shishane Tivei, he changed his nature, and Sor Meira Naseitev, next line, Nase Metzias Chadosh, he's a new Metzias, his Avedas become Mitzvahs, his Hapad, it comes from his Kafir, Tzaddikim can't have it. This is the tshuva amitis. Lo mos ad Hashem koch, the neshamish come into this world, legal and equal, yuch l'shach ha'kol yomav. Why would the Eibish to give us a job that he told us beforehand, you'll never finish? So in Tanya, the answer is the b'tachteinim, and here the answer is tshuva. Because tshuva is not only a gain. It's a gain that comes dafke from the mistake. Now, v'hine, number 4. When it comes to tshuva, there's different levels of tshuva. Look, it says in the Kutta Teira that there's 4 levels of tshuva. What are the 4 levels of tshuva? 3 lines from the bottom of page, Kufla Medalit, Sur Meira, Aseitev, Baki Sholem, Viratfei. Now, Hain, Haskolos Aved the tshuva, the first step of tshuva is go away from sin. Harota Gemura La'aver, full regret for the past, Inyan Ashlila, the negative aspect of tshuva, Sur Meira. I did an Aveda to go away from. Then is a higher madeira kabbalah teva labo to accept to do good going forward, which is inyan hachiyuvi shebe tshuva, the positive idea of tshuva, which is vaseitev. Well, the ma'ila mizeh higher than aseitev is bakish sholem viratfeyu, to seek peace and to chase peace, and these are 2 different levels. Bakish sholem is 1 madrege, and reidev sholem is a higher madrege. So you got 4 things, or as they say in yeshivish, 4 stuff. Okay. Sur Meira, Aseitev, and then 2 Madregas of Sholem. Bakei Sholem and Reidei Sholem. Now, to put it in classic terms. Okay, this is like Tshuva Tatan, Tshuva Yelah. What's the difference between Tshuva Tatan and Tshuva Yelah? You all know this, right? Tshuva Tatan is about Avedis. Tshuva Yelah is about God. Nachamo. Tshuva Tatan is I did a sin, I took away from a sin. And going away from a sin has two steps. Step number one, Son Meira. And step number two, Aseitei. And then there's renewing my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bakei Shalom and Atfei. And again, any person who's learned the Geras HaTshuva and he's thought about it, understands this. Anytime a person does an Aveda, there's two Avedas. The first Aveda is I stop thinking about Hashem. And the second Aveda is that because I stopped thinking about Hashem, I did something which is against Hashem. Because if you're thinking about Hashem, you can't go against him. Right? In Kabbalah, it's Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei. If you're engaged in Yud-Kei, you're not going to fall in Vav-Kei. If one falls in Vav-Kei, which is Tehillah Mitzvah, it's because they already fell in Yud-Kei. So the Tshuva is there for Tshuva Tatar. Fix the Vav-Kei, fix the Sur Merah, fix the Asei Tev, and then higher than that, there is fix the Yud-Kei. The Bakei Shalom would be the Hey, and the Atfei would be the Yud. You follow? So there's four Tshuvas. And the Rebbe connects it to the Dalot L'Shem Shal Yulo, and he's left beside. This Vaitesi, Vitalti, Vagalti, Vilakachti, those are spiritually four steps in Tshuva, and we're going to learn them, okay? Number five. Vihine. Kenegadal, Bechinus, Elush of the Tshuva, corresponding to these four ideas of Tshuva, Hibdal, Lishayn, Shagul, this four expressions. In other words, Hashem helps us do Tshuva on all four levels. The Lashana Aleph, Uvahitesi. The first Tshuva is Hashem is going to take us out. Eschem, you, mitachas sivleis mitzayim, from underneath the suffrage in Egypt, which is kineged bechinas sumirah, it's going away from evil. V'ha'inyanu, the pshatas, the inisivleis mitzayim kipshutei, the suffrage in Egypt was hepechatev, it's the opposite of good. It was physically slavery, and it was spiritually ervas ha'oretz. Says that there were five lines into that paragraph. Okay, negam ba'avoida. In the Yidz avoida, mitzrayim means medida v'akbol, I'm stuck. Now skip the bracket. Three lines to the end of the paragraph. It says, beginning of the line, say to yes. Hashem says, I'm going to help you take yourself out. I'm going to take you out. Underneath the exhaustiveness, the suffrage in Mitzrayim, in avoidance of the Mitzvah, to regret the past, v'shini yatev, and changing one's nature. And the Rebbe says, last word of the paragraph, hainu ayitziyah mimedida b'vav. Vayitzei means, I'm stuck. And Vaitesi means, Surmira means I'm unstuck. Right? I can't stop myself, I can't help myself, I have no control. Surmira, Vaitesi, I got my control back. That's what it means. I was a prisoner, I'm not a prisoner anymore. If I want to tell myself no, I have that koyach. If I want to tell myself act, I have that koyach. It's a tzias mitzrayim. It's the first step in truth. The idea that I'm vulnerable, the idea that I am a prisoner, right? I'm helpless against my addiction. That's Golos. And the first Sur Merah is I am not helpless against my addiction. I can take myself out of it. And that's the first Madrega of Tshuva, Sur Merah. And it's the first level of Geula, which is called Vahitzeis. Number six. Ulamayla is it. Then there's a higher Tshuva, which is called Vihitzalti. It's Ein into the Sand. Do you know what the Sheresh with Vihitzalti is? Sail. You know what sail means? A shadow. The Eibishter creates around you shadow. He embraces us. Says the Rebbe, Shekineged Bechines Vaseitev. The second Tshuva is we're doing good, which is Kiyum HaMitzvahs, doing mitzvahs. It's not only that I'm not saying I lost control. It's saying I'm going to be good. Do mitzvah, be good. Taitis the Rebbe, Vitalti is Lashon Tseim. The shaders of the word Hatzolah is shadow. I once had to speak at a Hatzolah event. The guy called me up, you have to speak in 5 minutes. Ahmed, I had to literally think of something on the run. So I just showed up and I said, Hatzolah means shadow. And I explained that when Hatzolah member shows up in your house, he doesn't only save you. He makes you feel safe. Saving a person is tasty. Make a person feel safe, that's Hatzolah, it's a shadow. I'll take care of you. And they loved it. The Hatzolah Chavra loved it. They were so flattered. It's a simple thing. It's a Maimich Sidis. Hatzolah doesn't mean I save you. Hatzolah means I make you feel safe. I create around you a cocoon, an envelope, a protection.
You understand? And the Rebbe says this is mitzvahs.
Bishlach ma'posuk. That it says ve'asn varavicho betzel yodi kitzisicha. The tzel goes on mitzvahs and mitzvahs not only. Tell a person I'm empowered. I'm a balabos over myself. I'm doing good,
and the good acts as an
incubator, as a womb, as a insulator that protects. It's a higher madrigan tshuva. There's the tshuva which says I'm a balabos over me, and there's the tshuva which says I'm involved in goodness and the goodness holds me. So the first tshuva is called sur meira, going away from evil, vexation. And the second tshuva is called asei tei, be involved in good, and this is being told. Number three,
which is inside number seven,
bottom of kuf lamadei, ulamai lemizez v'gaalti yeschem. The third madrig is geula.
And the Rebbe says, it's kineged
b'chino alef de bakei shalom. It's the first level of seeking shalom. It says the Rebbe, shalom goes on teira. Shalom goes on teira. You know why shalom goes on teira? Because teira is above the fray. When you learn teira, you're in a peaceful world. But bakei shalom means the peace that you get from learning nigla de teira. You see it? Nigla de teira. V'ha'inyanu, when he explains, he'in inyan agul ha'shayach teira. We know that Gula thinks that Teda can stand, like it says in Piki Yaves, Ein lecho ben chedin el mi sheithi v'tam v'teda. You want to be free? Learn Teda. It also says you want to be free to do mitzvahs. Right? But there's something very emancipating about Teda, because Teda represents an infinity. And you become infinite. You become transcendent in limud ha'tim.
Farvos.
Ukumu v'gam b'pashos. Inyan ha'gula. Four lines in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei. If you've lost the place, four lines in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei.
The inyan ha'geula, the idea of being redeemed, ain't a kol kach beis kilim.
You do a mitzvah, you're not really free. You know why? Because mitzvahs are defined by limitation.
Farvas hein b'kiyim mitzvah.
Say, aladavka beis kilim. Ki kishayitik b'mitzvah. You're doing mitzvahs, whether it's mitzvahs or say, which places the second line from the bottom, mugda beisim gizel agbola. You have to be, what's the limit? I want to put on tefillin with five pashas. I want to put on tefillin with five pashas. It's an isa deraisa of leisaisa. You understand what I'm saying? I want to start Shabbos and half an hour late. It's an isa deraisa of leisigra. You got to do what God said. You're boxed in. So mitzvah atake, a tzeil, it's a shadow and it's a redemption, but it's a limitation. Now, the Rebbe says, Tanya, I wrote it on the margin, he gets the case, Sim and Yud. One of the things about mitzvah is they have to have limits. And of course, other places, Chassidus has brought how it's Hagbalah Atmos. Bottom line is, mitzvahs work because they constrain and they limit. Turn to page Kuf Lamed Vav. Third line, he gives the example of Neder Samanir. Kuf Lamed, third line from the top. The Hagula, Mikomadi the Hagbalah. When a person wants to be free, free means I own myself, I'm not a slave to my Yetzer Hara, and I'm able to do good. And I want to experience infinity, says the Rebbe, doing mitzvahs is taka good. But doing goodness to the point that there's no limits is daske and lima datayda. You know why? Fisharucha me'eres mi derechal emin yam. Tayda is infinite. Moreover, he chachmasir essential kadosh baruch with God's wisdom. And moreover, shashurim lefanu. It's Eibishter's toy. Hainu, this means shafilu ba'kadosh baruch hu kvayachal ba'tzmusa. Even the Eibishter. As he is by himself, the Tayda gives the Eibishter nachas. Because Tayda is infinite. And you must understand the Rebbe means Nigle, Ablad Gemara, Tesis, Arambam, Asvore. When you learn Nigle the Teira, which is for some people so technical and so boring and so who cares, yeah? Teira is Eibish, is Chochma, Bligvul. And when you learn the Teira, you fly. You're in the realm of the Bligvul and Teira, even when you're learning Nigle the Teira Kipshut. That's the third Tshuva, you understand? That's the third Tshuva. And that's the third Gila, because they're connected. The first tshuva is I'm not going to be a sinner anymore. I'm not going to say I can't control myself. I am a balabos over me. The second tshuva means I'm going to do good. And the third tshuva means I'm going to involved in goodness that has no limit. This is through Teira. Next paragraph, number eight. U'mashakosav alakachti eskam liliyam. The fourth tshuva is with the Eibishter, I'm going to take you and bring you to me. This is pnimiyas ha'teira. This is dafket nishbosa d'raisa. It means kabbalah and chesidus. Now you know which word Rebbe focuses on? He doesn't focus on the word v'lakachti, he focuses on the word li. Dehine amru razal, it's written in Medrash. Komokam shenamar li. Anytime you have the word li,
used, Einei Zaz Le'elam, it never changes.
And the Rebbe teaches, Hainu, Shu'inya Nitzchi, it's an eternity, Ve'ein Shum Dov Yochel Hashanei, say nothing can change it. We are moody. We're moody. Even our Yiddishkeit is moody. Sometimes we're holier, sometimes we're less holy, sometimes we're in tune, sometimes not so much tune. There's moods. The Yechideh is not moody at all. Pnimiyas HaTeira gets you in touch with the you that's forever and constant. It says in the Yerushalmi, Hamor Shabo Machzide Lemut. Inside the Teira you have Mo'er. What does Mo'er mean? The Eibishter himself. The Eibishter in the Teira brings a person to good, Upirshu, Mufashi. HaYerushalmi and the commentators and the Yerushalmi say, the Koy Yal Pnimiyas HaTeira goes in the Neshama of Teira. When a Yid learns the Pnimius of Teira,
who kasha lalakus, one is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'efen nitzchei in an eternal way, the einei zaz la'elam, it never changes.
Now, Rabbi, I want to tell you this. The Rebbe is going to say two things now, okay? And I want you to see two. Because they're two points, and they're both worthwhile. They're both good to get. What's the difference between nigla and chassidus? Nigla is an infinity, but it has moods. Shinoim. Chassidus is an infinity, but Einei Zaz La'elam has no moods. Two reasons. Number one, Shalachin Limud Pnimiyas HaTeira, one learns Chassidus. Sheilel Umineya, it negates and prevents. Gili Ponim B'Teira Shalei Ka'alacha, that a person should pass him against the Halacha. Ush'ar Kol Anyonim Buti Ritzoyim, all other negative things. Shef Shalavi Lahem, which can happen, at Limud HaTeira, but one learning Nigla. Im leizach of one is not meritorious. For us, and then Terase Maginu Mat the Teira protects. Gam beidna the loy osigba, even when it's not learning it, because it's nasas le samchaim. Right? Everybody knows. It says in Chumash, and we say it in Siddur. V'samtam, ha? Samtam is devarei eila ala vavach. Right? V'samtam is devarei eila ala vavach. So it says in Gemara that samtem is two words. Samtam. Sam with a samach mem means a potion, an elixir, a medicine. Tam means to be withhold. So the Gemara says on this word v'samtem, which is divided into samtam, that teira is a sam, teira is a potion. Zocha, if one is zoicha, one is pure, it's nasle samachai, the teira is a potion of life. Lay zocha, if someone does not zocha, nasa lay sama moves. The teira can become poison. The teira can become poison. How? You start learning teira, you're very smart, you understand it all, and you start become an expert. You're going to play with God's teira because you're smarter than him. What's the shmita against teira becoming sama moves? See this. Primisateira guards against the limud of nigla becoming sama moves. That's the difference between Bakke Sholem, which is Limud HaNigla, and the Reide Sholem, which is Limud HaPnimius HaTeira. Bakke Sholem is Teira. Teira is infinity. Teira is a delight. Teira is so wonderful. And it emancipates you and makes you free. But if you don't have what the Gemara calls Kav Chumtin, a preservative, you can have a silo full of wheat. If you don't have a preservative, there's going to be a fungus and destroy the whole barn. But you have Kav, a little bit of Chumtin, which is Musin, Echochen, it preserves it all. The Kav Chumtin is a Pnimius HaTeira. And that's the difference between the tshuva of Bakke Sholem and the tshuva of Rav Feim. The tshuva of Bakke Sholem means I learn Teira and Teira frees me. The tshuva of Rav Feim is I learn Teira and doesn't only free me, it keeps me in a place where there's no possibility that I can go in the wrong direction. That's point one. Now comes point two. V'zeo gam inyan Pnimius HaTeira kipshuta. The word kipshuta is simple. There's another thing. Pnimiyas HaTeira on the very down-to-earth level is the same thing. Why? What is Pnimiyas HaTeira? In other words, now that Rebbe is not speaking mysticism, he's speaking Pashut practically. And he says the following. Ikir Yonish Pnimiyas HaTeira Das Gadlus Aveidim. What are you learning about? You're learning Chassidus. You're learning about the Eibishter. And Rebbe brings the Rambam that it's a mitzvah saseidei reisei l'das. Right? You have a mitzvah to know Hashem. When you use your mind to learn about Hashem, what happens when you learn about Hashem? You love the Eibishter. And what happens when you love the Eibishter? You won't do any avedus. So look at the last two lines. V'heichi aderech la'avosu li'irosei b'sho she'yiz b'yit. You want to love God. You want to fear God. Think about it. And aydei zeh, you become v'lekach ti'eschem li'iliyom. You achieve the fourth madrega of Yula.
which is nitzchi de enezos, eternal and unchanging. So the Rebbe just taught us, huh? What did the Rebbe teach us? You really want to know what's the point? You need to say the chaliyah is not enough. You need to betachtei name is not enough, even with the help of chinuch. You need to add the component of tshuva, and there's four tshuvas. So mera seitei bakei shalom and edev shalom, or veitesi veitalti vegaalti velakachti. Next paragraph. Ulahavin yesed ha'iloi velakachta samliliyam. To understand more the advantage of the tshuva, of the freedom, of the infinity, which is connected to the higher madrega of shalom, redev shalom, pnimiyas ha'teira. So the Rebbe goes in the whole business of pikabon. Okay? In Isa Bezer Pashas Acharet Azazer, which is Acharet our Pasha, right? We, you and I, are sitting. This is a maimer from Pashas Tzav, but this week it's Acharet. Gimul Dargin Inur Miskashon Dabadah. There are three connected levels. Kuchabrich Waraisav Yisal Hashem, Tera, and Yidin. And Kolchad Dargal Dargal Sosim Vagali. Each one has two levels, a concealed and a revealed. There's Goli there, the Yisrael, and there's Sosim the Yisrael, there's Goli there, Isa, there's Sosim there, Isa, and there's Goli the Kuchabriuch, and there's Sosim the Kuchabriuch. And how do they line up? Yeah? Yidin have two levels, a lower level and a higher level. Taira has two levels, a lower level and a higher level. Kvayachu Kuchabriuch has two levels, a lower level, how do they line up? So there's two ways of explaining it. One way is the higher level of the Yid connects to the lower level of Taira. The higher level of Taira connects to the lower level of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another way. That the lower level Yid connects to the lower level of Teira and the lower level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the higher level of Yid connects to the higher level of Teira and the higher level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the second way, is how our Maimed is going to go. Okay? Last line, Kuslamet Vavahine. Bechinas Galia HaKadosh Baruch is Malach. The revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malach Alamin. What does Malach Alamin mean? The light of Hashem comes into the world. What do we know about Malach Alamin? When you see Hashem revealed in the world, love of Malach Alamin, Shabbatina Zu and Nidim Shinuyim, Tapakuf Lamazai now, this changes. Hashem's involvement in the world is intermittent. Well, I shouldn't have been. It's alternative. It's alternating. It changes. Shereim Yeshnam Zman, Ashay Senolady, there's times that you can't see Elokus. Shalokus Ubechinim Chinas Gil. Okay, and then you have time, there's more of you. That's called Galil. Four lines into page Kuf Lamazai. Mashenkin Sasan the Kochabrihu, the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It Lamaila we call a Shinim, it has no limits, no change. Actual Lamaila Kobdin Gobdam has no limits. And it connects it to three things. No, two things. Save of Kalaman Ha'amiti, and then at the next line he says, Atmos Amut. The Sasan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the Abishnab is unchanging. Says the Rebbe six lines from the top of page Kuf Lamed Zayin, is a movement which teaches us, Shekshav Yisrael, in Yidin Zababagili, when Yidin revealed. The idea of Sasim the Kutcha Berichu. I de lean, but the Sasim de Raisa by learning the secrets of the Torah. I de zemakasha Sasim Shabbat Nafshe, which comes to the secret of one's neshama, with the Sasim the Kutcha Berichu, and the Azai's Kasha the Be'ev and Yitzchin. In other words, the Galya of Ayid connects to the Galya of Teda, which connects to the Galya of Kutcha Berichu. That relationship, in the best of cases, is changing from time to time. The Sasim of Ayid connects to the Sasim of Teda, which connects to the Sasim of Kutcha Berichu. This is Indian's ugly. Okay, so again, one way of understanding this Zayar is that the highest level of a Yid connects to the lowest level of the Teda, the highest level of Teda connects to the lowest level of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so forth. Okay? The other way to explain it is the lower level of a Yid connects to the lower level of Teda, which connects to the lower level of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The higher level of a Yid connects to the higher level of Teda, which connects to the higher level of the Abish. But that is a third level. Huh? There's a third. You know what the third way is? The higher level of a Yid connects to the higher level of Teda, which connects to the higher level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then spills over to the lower level. Look weiter. For Yaseira Mizu, you see number 10. You see it? Page Kuf Lamed Zayin, number 10, where I made that funny looking nose, yeah? Shemekasher gam bechinas galya shemenash. We understand that there's shallower relationships and there's deeper relationships. The shallow relationship is called galya de Yisrael with galya de Teda with galya de Kutcha Berichu. The deeper relationship is Sasim the Yisrael with Sasim the Teda with Sasim the Kutcha Berichu. But there's something more. That the Yid's involvement with the Sasim of his Nefesh, with the Sasim of the Teda, with the Sasim of Kutcha Berichu comes down into the Galya. Yeah? He says, the Rebbe, Shemekashe Gam, one connects also
The level of the neshama which is called giloy, I mean the level of the neshama which is stuck in the body and its moods, im sasim shebenafshe, with the secrets of the neshama, im sasim shebekutcha b'rich, when you connect the revealed teira with the secret teira, ki megalsa neshama shebeteira, you're zeicha. No, I said it wrong. By connecting the secret of the neshama with the revealed neshama, makasha bechinas galis shabateira himself and shabateira, you connect your nigle with your pnimius. So ulakachti doesn't only mean that I'm learning pnimius hateira and I'm connected to the Eibush in an unchanging way, but because of my ulakachti, my nigle is a different nigle. My nigle is also in a way that's above shimei. And he explains it bariches, and I'm going to stop here with this. So you have. We get the maimer, we get the message, right? We get the message. What this maimer is saying is clear, I think, without a question. You cannot justify why the Eibushter created the world the way he created it by Yidin Tzedech Aliyah or even by Dina B'Tachteinim. You have to say it's true. And there's four steps in truth. And then when you reach the highest madrega, that highest madrega comes down into the lower levels as well.
Next paragraph. Vihine.
You know what's going to happen now? Think for a second, yeah?
There's four levels of tshuva, correct?
The first level of tshuva is not doing avedas. The second level of tshuva is doing mitzvahs. The third level of tshuva is doing teira. And the fourth level of tshuva is doing pnimius hateira, right? But then he added a fifth idea. What's the fifth idea? That the pnimius hateira comes down into the lower levels. Yeah? So the Rebbe is going to ask a poshut tekasha. When you add this last idea, that the highest tshuva comes down to the lowest levels, yeah? Only the person who's fallen to the lowest levels maximizes that idea. If you say there's four madregas of tshuva, Vaitesi is the lowest, Vitalti is the second, Vagalti is the third, Vilakachti is the fourth, so the person who's the highest madrega is closest to Vilakachti. But if then you go backwards, you say, listen, after you connect the sasam to the nishmasa with the sasam of teira and the sasam of kuchabrichu, there's a trickle down that from the source comes down into the galia. The lower your galia, the greater your tshuva. So in other words, by adding this new idea, these last few lines in the first paragraph on page Kuflam and Zayin, the Rebbe wants to say when one has fallen lower, his prospects for tshuva exceed that of those who haven't fallen so low. Not because he's raising up a lower thing, but because he's bringing the source of kuchabrichu to a lower place. And that's something which a tzaddik can't do, because in Chaman Rathan he hasn't fallen so low. Look inside. V'hine. Av shemevo b'lukot ha-teira, even though it says echsides, da'amid yaseyin ha-tshuvin al-chev, you don't have to evade it, nor to do tshuva faket. Akmai shekos of second line into the paragraph, aruach toshu b'lukim ha-shen esana, there's the tshuva of a tzaddik. What's the tshuva of a tzaddik? To reconnect the neshama to the mevish behind. Even while the Shom is in a goof. And the Rebbe goes into his regular Abbas Yisrael mode. You live a long and healthy physical life. You're serving the Eibishter. Every second you're reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connected to the Eibishter until the point that the Eibishter, Eibishter are one. Six lines into the paragraph, please. Einze b'stira doesn't contradict l'mashen is b'ayil el to what we said before shetarachli is inyan ha-tshuva kipshut and it's a tshuva for aveidus kipshut. And by the way, before would mean the top of page kuf lamed aleph. Why? U'b'chol dal b'chinas hanal, and in all four levels. Ki moving it's understood shetarachli is inyan ha-tshuva kipshut and mishetarach if chas v'sholom one did not aveir, that's the tshuva, obviously. V'yaseidim is in number two. Amitis. Ashleimus inyan ha-tshuva hu. The shleimus of a yid doing tshuva for avedas kipshute is sha'afilu b'sh'ar ha-dargis shebe tshuva. Even the levels of tshuva, yagil ha-tshuva miyav, reaches the highest madregas. So we understand that there is a tshuva for big tzaddik. But the Rebbe says the tshuva for the poshut the yid who actually has to do tshuva for avedas also has all of these milas. V'loy oid ela. He has something that the tzaddik's tshuva doesn't have. Why? Because the lower you fall, the higher you boomerang. And he explains. You see number 12 in your text. This is what it says. There's a ladder that stands on the ground and climbs up into the heavens. Now this ladder is compared to tefillah. And this ladder is compared to tshuva with a very interesting rule. The lower you start, the higher you climb. How do you see it in the pasuk? The hay. The Friedrich Rebbe says this. Tzulo mutzav atzo with the hay. Reisha megiyah hashamayim mo with the hay. The hay of atzo means lower than it is. And the hay of shamayim means higher than shamayim. And this is more by the Baal Tshuva kipshute than the Baal Tshuva who's a tzaddik. Okay? This idea of tshuva metakenes is called a madrek, is fixing all steps. Explains. I'm 7 lines in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin. That atza, the word atza, which is eretz v'tesis hay, eretz with an extra hay is lamatam eretz tam. It's lower than earth. Shemaima v'tesis hay. Shemaima with an extra hay is lamayla mishemaim tam. Is above shemaim tam. Umavua b'kama mekemes as in Chassidus. Shesulam yesh beidalat shliv. The ladder is 4 steps. Now normally, the 4 steps of this ladder are the 4 steps of davening. Based on Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilus. But in this maimed, the 4 steps are the 4 steps of Tshuva. Tzumera, Aseite, Bakash Shalom, and Atzfeba. And Dalbachin is Tshuva. Vizel, Sulo, Mutzav, Ad, Tzoh, Vereshe, Megiyah, Hashem, Maim, Mo. And he teaches. Sha Tshuva, Devaruach, Tosh, Valakim, Hashem, Hashem. For a year to do Tshuva, like Tzadikim, the Tshuva, which is connected to the Ebesh on the deepest levels, is Mehavira Amikta. Is connected to the fact that they started in the deep pit. Ad lamaila mimakim, that a person is able to then raise himself higher than a place shall neshama shenasat to be. The neshama source. Ad lamaila midayga sadikim alfil tzadikim kibudim. Here the Rebbe is spinning it the other way. It's not the pshat that even when you fall you rise. It's dafke when you fall you rise. But you have a tiny perek menvav, yeah. Who is more indebted to a king? A big machir that the king is makarif, or a low life that the king is makarif. Right? Just say it. What's the pasuk? Kamayim upon king leivaz al adam. Yeah. If someone loves you, you love them back. When are you going to love somebody back? When you deserve the love more, or when you deserve the love less? You're a big machir, and somebody likes you. So of course he likes you. You're a big machir, and if you're nobody likes you, then you love him even more because it's less deserved. In other words, the tshuva creates the magia shamayim. Second line from the bottom, and then it finishes with the words, and the Rebbe explains that it means, we're done. Okay, we learned a half a mile, there's a lot today. It was a good limud. I think it was a good limud. We learned more than half the mile. It's from Sunday, second hour, we're going to do the beginning and the end of the mile. The nekuda of this mile it is, you want to understand what's going on. So the first word in the Maimon that was key was the word Golos. What's the Golos? Yidus HaNeshama Lamata. In Sunday's class, we're going to have 2 more Golos. The Golos of Mitzrayim and the Golos we're in right now. And the only reason for Golos is Gula. You'll see Barichas on Sunday. He's going to explain this idea. But the Gula has to justify the Golos. The only way the Gula justifies the Golos is if you understand the Gula, not only as Yidus Seirech Aliyah, and the Sava Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yisbarach Dile Betachteinim, but tshuva, and dafka the tshuva of a Baal tshuva kipshuta. Okay, I'll see you on Sunday Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you for coming, and a guten Shabbos, and a guten Chedesh. Right, yeah, of course. When the Shama comes into this world, yeah, it's kafya, fighting, right? Yeah, of course, another location. Challenge. The Avedis hate better than us in Avedis. Now nobody wants to walk around saying thank God for Avedis. But the Rebbe's Mitzias is Tshuva. The Rebbe's talking about Malas HaTshuva in an unbelievable way. Okay, Chazak!